It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
There's no finer place for me in all the world round than when I'm digging taters or planting in the ground, seeding in the springtime or harvesting in fall, tending vines in summer, the best times of them all. Yes, tending vines in summer, the best times of them all. I plant my corn and carrots, taters, herbs, and peas, sometimes watermelons and tomatoes if I please, and of course some mushrooms buried deep in bark, so they grow big and juicy hidden in the dark. Yes, they grow big and juicy hidden in the dark. There's nothing finer to me than working in the dirt, weeding, hoeing, planting until your muscles hurt. It's an honest labor, the finest one around. Yes, there is nothing better than digging in the ground. No, there is nothing better than digging in the ground. So come on down to visit, I'll cook you up a stew, and if you bring a coney, I'll add it in there too. Yes, if you bring a coney, I'll add it in there too.
Good day, Gunrunners. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. This is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and your podcast host. I'm sitting out on my back porch today with my daughter. My daughter. There's a lot of news that's been happening over the past couple weeks, and let's start with the news about my daughter. So, what was it, 2 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, Kinsey had her big surgery. She had her she had her big surgery, open heart surgery, and it was a tremendous success. I guess most kids when they go through heart surgery and such, I don't know if this is normal or not, but it's she just did spectacularly well, I guess. And 3 days after it happened, she was trying to climb up and stand up on her crib at the hospital. And the fourth day, we couldn't stop her. And now she's running around all over the place. And she's finally starting to walk on her own more. She still uses a lot of assistance. We have this little dinosaur we got her that has wheels, and you know, she walks, pushes it around, and it goes roar, boom, 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 boom. Doesn't it, Kinsey? It's pretty cute. She's gotten really enjoyed that quite a bit. There you go. Put that on your head. I should tell you right now, if you're looking for a mostly music podcast, this will not be it. I'm going to be yammering for a while. I will try to intersperse it with some music, but since I didn't put together show notes or anything, you'll have to bear with me. So since then, as I was saying, she's been starting to walk around on her own. She has a lot more energy. Her whole schedule has changed. She seems to be waking up recently a little bit early. Well, you can get it. You can go get it. She seems to wake up a little bit earlier recently, and she's also been, I think she's about to change her nap schedule. Okay, I will get it. Yes, I am whipped by my daughter. Here you go. Oh, thank you. And she's been playing this game where she hands me something, and then I give it back to her. It's a fun little game. Isn't this a great little topic for a Pub Songs podcast? It's my podcast, so I can do with it what I please, right? Yeah, all right, that's what I'm saying. And right now she wants to play. She's just adorable. So cute, yes. Yes, you. She's gotten into the habit of rearranging furniture, too. She will, like, out on the porch, we have some deck chairs, and she pushes them around all over the place. It's really adorable. Let's go and play some music and then come back with some more stuff. Thank you.
shelter from your skin scaling glare, and your big eyes that stare, and your thoughts that don't move.
For me being out on the deck today is that I'm not confined to the studio. Over the past 4 or 5 months, I've been having a lot of computer issues. It's basically time for me to upgrade my laptop. I think it's like 3 years old, 3 or 4 years old, and it's having all sorts of problems. I don't know what the deal is. Aside from being old, and I use a lot of, you know, high memory programs like Adobe Audition, Dreamweaver, Adobe Photoshop. Basically, they're all Adobe products, oddly enough. So maybe that's the issue, is Adobe. But whatever the case, the computer is just starting to wear down. And now, for some reason, I cannot seem to adequately use my recorder without lots of pops and clicks, which you may have heard in past shows, because I got lazy and said, I don't have the time to go ahead and edit these right now and fix that up. So, consequently, I'm using my portable digital recorder as an alternative and drinking coffee. It's morning time. Kenzie just woke up. Not too long yet. And she's walking around in circles. Yay! So, yeah, before I'm going to be able to record any music ever again, I have to get a new computer, which I've been dreading for the past... whenever it started. Actually, I guess it's been the past year. I've sort of known this. I had problems a while back, and I also ended up having one of my microphones blown. So that really bit. That was my good mic too. So I'm working on the back to the bare bones stuff here. Which fortunately, you can make good shows nonetheless with some good bare bones products and such, but you know, I like to keep things professional sounding for you, and that's what I'm going to try to do. So that's the big thing, is I need to actually, I should probably put some stuff on sale and see if I can raise some money to help pay for some of this stuff. So that'll be one of my big goals. Of course, if you want to sponsor, you know, yours truly, if you want the podcast or whatever, that's always appreciated. Donations, that will certainly help me to pay for the new computer and the new microphone that I need to keep recording and such. Every little bit helps. So, you know, $5, $10, $1,000, whatever, you know. that would easily cover it. Yeah, that would be awesome. But, you know. All right. Kenzie, you want to say, play some more music, and then we'll come back with the next thing, rant to talk about, okay? Go ahead, say it.
Okay.
There you go.
Long before men tread Middle Earth, before the dwarves and elves gave birth, lived a race for the tree's defense, in the heart of Fangorn to live the ends. Patient farmers, they tend the woods, guardians of stems and of roots. You hear the arbor's laments and wails, falling axes and tearful trails. Living creatures all roam the land, and hasty judgments make careless hands. A thoughtless word from a thoughtless king, a thousand creatures die beneath the trees. Rivers will flow, though the course may change. Birds are born and will fly away. Men will come, men will go, but the ends remain through the melting snow.
A week ago, I got back from a long expected party. This was a long expected wait, let me tell you. I'm sure you've seen my vlogs or whatnot. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. A long expected party was an event. The original one was done in 2008, and it was actually one of the second to last gig of the Broadway Night Game Bards. I just thought of that. It's really kind of funny. My two last gigs for the Broadway Night Game Bards were a long expected party followed by the Brown Coat Ball in Austin, which is kind of ironic because the two CDs that I released this year, or that I have the Firefly CD, Firefly Drinking Songs, and Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. That's kind of ironic. I didn't think about that. How funny things come together. Synchronicity. Of course, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits comes out on October 22nd. Not long now. So keep an eye on my website and my email and all that stuff, because I will have the new CD out very soon. It should be arriving any day now, so everyone who pre-ordered will get their copy as soon as it arrives. I'm talking it should be any day now, so stay tuned. But in any case, I hear also a whole bunch of people have already received their Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits special limited edition t-shirt that Jeff Murray printed. I also did a limited edition CD, which I'm going to also hand out. Basically, I printed it up for a long expected party, and I'll get back to that in just a sec. But I printed it up, and it uses Jeff's artwork again, which is just beautiful, just gorgeous colors, and the silhouette of Gandalf and Bilbo is so appropriate. So I will be sending those out to basically as many people as I can on the list. So if you pre-order the CD, the higher up you are on the list, you know, executive producers and down, that's how I'm going to pass out these CDs. I think I have about 30, so it might actually encompass all my pre-orders, but I'm not entirely certain. So, A Long Expected Party 2. That first one was a total blast. We had an awesome time. But I realized after I got back that it was sort of a big change time. And so that I thought that might have been part of the reason for the fact that it was one of the best times of my entire life. Still easily a top five, even with my daughter being born. So it was very important. The second one was very different. It had all the magic of the first one, but it had more. I kind of thought at one point it felt to me like almost a religious revival for Lord of the Rings and J.R.R. Tolkien fans. That's what it felt like. It was people who love Tolkien's work. We all got to sit to enjoy and celebrate his accomplishments and, you know, to add to the world and the magic, because, you know, Shaker Village, just where we held the event, it's sort of like a little Hobbiton, you know, rolling lush hills, beautiful, just beautiful. And, you know, then there's this huge barn, the Shaker Barn, that we turn it into the halls of Gondor one night, the elven outposts of Rivendell the next, and then, of course, we also ended up on Saturday night. We had another party for Bilbo. This year wasn't his Bilbo's birthday party, but it was still another party. And it was just a magical, geek-filled weekend. Just amazing. Hiking down to a river with Bilbo and Pippin and of course, the highlight for me, though, the absolute biggest thing that just drew me crazy was playing music, of course. And it was different than it was in the past. This year, I wanted to have, you know, provide more than just songs for the event, you know, because I remember wanting dancing there. We tried to do some dancing, and it was just didn't work. So this year I grabbed Samantha Gilogley. She's a fiddler from Boston who graduated from Berklee College of Music. And she plays all sorts of violin and fiddle. And we got together and she wrote a couple tunes for Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits, which, you know, Prancing Pony and the Shire Polkas, they sort of turned into, it was the soundtrack for the weekend. That's what it was. So that was one aspect. We got to do that. Plus, I got to sing, you know, play lots of stuff. And I brought in Jamie Hauser, who is another spectacular musician. She has wonderful melodies that she writes that complement my vocals so well. And she plays Balrun as well. So the three of us, we had a quote-unquote band. And it sounded wonderful. It just sounded wonderful. But, okay, I have this thing, okay? I love traditional Irish music. The problem I have is that I play an auto harp. You know, I sing a lot of traditional Celtic songs, but I play an auto harp. And it has its problems. Namely that, you know, a lot of people don't think of it as a traditional Irish instrument. And, you know, I don't play Irish tunes on it really well. I can do a little bit, but I'm not that great at playing traditional Irish tunes. Consequently, there's a lot I miss out on, like what happened this weekend. So there I was coming back from Elf Night at the in Rivendell, and came to the Prancing Pony. I guess they called it the Dancing Pony. I just like calling it the Prancing Pony. Came to the Prancing Pony and walked downstairs. Now downstairs, where the Prancing Pony exists, there is a little pub. It's not catered at all, so it's pretty much BYOB. The walls are white. There's a bunch of tables in there. There's a bunch of people talking in there. And there in the corner was Samantha Gilogli and Christine Krebs. They were sitting there playing some tunes. Christine plays the flute, and she loves playing music and hasn't done it in a while. And she had a book of Irish tunes in there, and so we sat down. They were sitting there, and so they were sitting there playing some of these tunes. And what was really cool is it was at my speed. I mean, I don't know, since I don't have a lead instrument to play with, I tried, Andrew and I did a little bit, but very little. I mean, we had like two tunes, okay? So we barely played traditional tunes. Most of the stuff that we played, there was instrumental music. It was written by us. So this is a really cool experience. So they're playing these tunes, and there's something incredible about traditional Irish and Scottish and Shetland tunes. There's something amazing about it that it's fun, it's danceable, and these were very simple. We just sat there. They were playing most of that evening. They played some tunes, and then occasionally I piped in with a song. And it was just totally awesome. I had a wonderful time playing that evening. In fact, then all of a sudden someone, it's late. It's like after 12:30, and you know, I go to bed at 9 because I have a daughter. And here it is past 12:30. I'm thinking, oh my God, I got to go to sleep. So I go to sleep. The next evening, Jamie arrives. She hadn't been there. The first night, Jamie arrives, though, and, you know, we finish. Actually, I guess that was Elf Night. The first night was just the welcoming night. So the next night, Jamie joins us, and she and I dart to the pub because, you know, we want to play some music. And lo and behold, Christine and Samantha come downstairs, and we play some more. This time we swap it up a little bit. In the traditional style, traditionally with bands, you have like a tune followed by a song followed by a tune. And of course, the difference being that a tune is considered instrumental and a song is sung. So we're going back and forth playing. And this repeats every night of the entire event. So I was a bit exhausted because I, you know, had to get up at, I was waking up. I didn't have to get up. I was waking up at 2 bloody early in the morning because that's what I normally do. And have breakfast and all that stuff. But still, I was waking up way too early, and this was going on. And then, of course, we're staying up really late playing music. So, as I was saying, it was similar to the past one, but even better, I think, because it had even more music. Well, for me, I don't know. I hope for everyone else, but the whole pub, the Prancing Pony, turned into something magical into itself. It was like straight out of the movies. I mean, just imagine you're the Prancing Pony in Bree when you know, Frodo and Sam and Pippin and Merry all arrive there, and there's laughter, there's music, there's dancing, there's all this fun stuff, and basically, that's exactly what this was. It was an evening of music, talking, drinking, laughter, joy. It was magical. The only other time that I really, really felt this, to quite the same level was in 2007 when went to Ireland, Liz Dún Varna, and a bunch of Robin Nagy and Barge fans and I went out to this pub, and I played some music there and got totally blitzed. But this was even nicer. It was much more wholesome, first off. You know, I wasn't really drinking much, just having a good time. Just soaking in the atmosphere and the music and the laughter and the singing, and people were singing along to these fun songs, or clapping along or shouting along as the song came around, or, you know, and it was just magical. So the long story, it looks like way far too much of it, is that it was just a fantastic time. I highly recommend it if you are a Lord of the Rings fan. If you're not, I hope you enjoyed me talking about it in any case, because it's, quite honestly, it is specifically designed for hardcore Tolkien fans. So, and let me tell you, there is some amazing stuff. Jeff Murray had some great art out there, and Constance Wagner had some beautiful poetry. Michael Drought, oh, his lectures. I love his lectures. He's a Tolkien professor, and he comes out there with some great things to say, and he knows his material, and he loves Tolkien. And you can tell, that's the thing about this. Everyone loved it, which is why I say it was like a religious revival. People just really, who love Tolkien's work, just really got into it, and so, beautiful. So hopefully we have a little bit of a gathering next year at Dragon Con about this. So there'll be two when I highlight the new CD, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. And then, and maybe in the following year, we're hoping at the very latest that there'll be another gathering, ALEP 3. So, all right, more music, then more talk.
I'll tell you how it was with me, if you listeners are willing. 'Twas in yon house behind yon hill where I had lately been distilling. I swung a keg upon me back and started out for daylight coolie. Good customers I did not like when the sun did fall in Ballyhooly. I thought it wiser to delay me homeward way for the fear of peelers, and in that way I spent the day dining with the whiskey dealers. But as the shades of night came down and I had got me money duly, I bid farewell to all was there and started home from Ballyhooly. My heart was like the mountain dew that I had brewed among the heather, and on me way I chanced to spy a lad and lassie walk together. Her neck was like the mountain snow, cheeks like roses blossom newly. She had a voice like music soft and low, she was a flower of Ballyhooly. This young man quickly left her side, it was afraid of me that he was, and still the lassie did not hide, it was in love with me that she was. Then quickly up beside her came, says I, fair maid, I love you truly, and if your parents gives consent, will you be me bride in Ballyhooly? I have a house behind yon hill, two fine greyhounds and a ferret. Besides, I have a little still, the drop it makes with you I'd share it. And I have got the feather bed with sheets and blankets purchased newly. Besides, I have a ring to wed if you'd be mine in Ballyhooly. Her cherry cheeks, they grew more red during the time that we were talking, and still she hung her little head and viewed the ground where we were walking. She says, young man, if you're content, if you say you love me truly, and if me parents gives consent, I'll be your bride in Ballyhooly. I asked her name, she said it was Jane, that her second name was Cooley. And then I asked her when we'd wed, she said the sooner wed the better. So I went and asked her parents glad if they're content to let me get her. They said they were, they wished us luck, we started out for Father Dooley. And at the hour of 12 o'clock he tied the knot in Ballyhooly. That we had that day, the people coming uninvited. The piper played for every squad, we changed, sang and I recited. The punches flowed like a waterfall, from the still had just come newly, and in that way we gaily spent our honeymoon in Ballyhooly. The wedding presents that we got, none of them was mean or shabby, and the auntie Dot, she bought some cloth to make the dresses for the party. The invitations then went round, the friends that we had just made newly, a lighter heart could not be found than mine at night in Ballyhooly. 15 years now since we wed. Still in every way we're thriving. Me Jane, she is a dandy, yet go down the hill of life she's driving. The family has increased in store, 15 daughters all unruly. Oh, me Jane, she is the queen, and I'm the king of Ballyhooly.
I think I'm going to call it here because we've had a long show as it is. I hope you enjoyed hearing me talk about Alep and my daughter and such. I'm going to try to get back into a regular routine of putting this out every week, but it's you never know. Time is limited right now. I'm trying to get back into a routine of keeping the Irish and Celtic Music podcast on track. And alas, that in itself has been difficult. In fact, we're trying to pull the Renaissance Festival podcast back into a regularly weekly show. And that in itself is difficult, plus the magazine. So I have a lot of news and such. Check my blog if you want to find out what all the latest and greatest news is. And I will have a newsletter coming out very soon as well with some more news. So thank you all very much for listening. I will be at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival for the first 3 weekends only. And I'm trying to schedule up some other shows for the coming year. Sherwood, I'm booked for Sherwood. First 2 weekends of Sherwood Forest Fair in Austin. I'm feeding my daughter and she's having a blast looking at a new balloon we got her. You can tell. I do have a new CD special on CelticMusic.org. You can find out what the latest discounted album is. So check that out as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you all very much for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Say bye-bye. Sláinte.
Time will come for leaving. I know you cannot stay. But later for the grieving, you're here with me today. I'd rather tend my garden than wander down the road. And so I beg your pardon, I will not share your load. Parting is sweet sorrow, or so the ballads say. But that is for tomorrow when you go on your way. I'll share with you my finest wine and mushrooms from the glen. The last time that we two shall dine till you come back again. I hope it brings you pleasure, whatever 'tis you lack. For me, the greatest treasure is seeing you come back. So raise a glass in parting, but grant me just one boon. Although your trip's just starting, say it is ending soon.
Oh. The Pub Songs podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.